Good morning. Light snow is flying across parts of interior New York and New England this morning, dusting the ground in a lot of places. I'm not expecting a lot of accumulation, maybe an inch in some spots, across selected areas a little bit more, but most places just a dusting, but at the wrong time and during the morning drive, that'll slow things down a bit, with temperatures mainly in the 20s to around 30. As we get into the daylight hours, temperatures will climb above freezing. The steady precipitation will wind down, but we could still have a few scattered rain and snow showers out ahead of the next system through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, a cold front will sweep through the region. Temperatures will drop back to around 20 overnight as the wind picks up and becomes gusty out of the west-northwest. During the day tomorrow, we'll go back to some sunshine with cloud cover mixing in. It'll be the wind and the cold, though, that take the headline. Temperatures may bump up a few degrees into the lower 20s early in the day, but we'll spend Friday afternoon nosediving back through the 20s and teens, and with the wind gusting over 30 at times, wind chill values across the region will be at or below zero for the second half of the day. Near zero for overnight lows Friday night and a dry day on Saturday, but cold with highs in the mid-20s to go along with a mix of sun and clouds as high pressure remains in control. On Sunday, a front will slide our way from the Great Lakes. That front will produce a few light snow showers during the day, then stall out over top of us. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a low pressure wave developing in the southeast. It'll ride up and along the front in our direction, and by the end of the day Sunday, we could be looking at a steadier light snow. Depending on the exact track of this low, at least a few inches of snow could fall across the entire region after dark on Sunday and into Sunday night, with lingering snow showers into Monday morning. It'll be windy on Monday afternoon and turning colder, with temperatures dropping back through the 30s and into the 20s, with high temperatures into the 20s with scattered snow showers behind the system on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley back into the southern plains will move toward and then off the eastern seaboard tonight and tomorrow. The system will produce snow from here in the northeast to the Great Lakes with rain over the Ohio Valley. Colder air sweeping in behind the system will produce lake effect snow downwind of the Great Lakes tomorrow into the weekend. Meanwhile, Pacific Energy continues to bring mountain snow and low elevation rain to the Pacific Northwest, while the next round of Arctic air is moving into the northern plains. High temperatures into the weekend may not get above zero in some locations. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is tracking Tropical Cyclone Sibiel, located about 540 miles south of Diego Garcia in the southern Indian Ocean. The cyclone is expected to maintain its strength with wind gusts to 160 miles per hour over the next day or so, but remain over open water. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing fog and 12 degrees, the dew point 12, 100% relative humidity, a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 30 degrees, the dew point 15, 54% relative humidity, a south wind at 16 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.92 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy, scattered rain showers, mid-40s, Boston, cloudy and breezy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature, 23. That's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday. For the month, we finished January with 12.8 inches of snow. That's 5.1 inches below normal. And for the season, 24.9 inches of snow, which is 9.8 inches of snow below normal. There were 42 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. 1,284 for the month, so we finished January 34 heating degree days below normal, and 3,637 for the season, which is 214 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 65, set in 1989, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:08 p.m. 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few light snow showers possible today and highs in the mid-30s. Light snow showers tonight with lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a few snow showers this morning, rain showers later today, highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows falling back into the 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers this morning, a few rain and snow showers this afternoon, with highs in the upper 30s. Light snow showers around tonight, with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow showers in the morning, a few rain and snow showers this afternoon with highs right around 40. A few more rain and snow showers tonight with lows near 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, light snow showers in the morning today, then a few rain and snow showers later with highs around 40. Windy with a few passing snow showers tonight, lows back to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, in the lower to mid-20s early in the day, then windy and turning much colder with a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, temperatures dropping back into the teens with wind chills close to zero. A mix of sun and clouds mid-20s Saturday, snow showers Sunday morning with a general light snow by evening in the mid-30s, more snow Sunday night ending on Monday morning as snow showers becoming windy, falling back into the 20s, 20s on Tuesday with a few snow showers and a chance of rain or snow on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.